Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
On a journey into the realm of the strange and terrifying. I hope you will enjoy the trip, that it will thrill you a little and chill you a little. So settle back, get a good grip on your nerves. Where are we going? You'll find out when we get there.
Well, greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. As always, I am so glad that you are here. I've got a good one for you today from The Shadow. And the title of this one is Death Stalks the Shadow. And this one aired October 9th of 1938. Enjoy.
Today's story, Death Stalks the Shadow.
Mallory's in the end cell, Mr. Murdoch. Just talk to him through the bars. You're the last visitor he'll see.
End cell? Right.
Hello, Mallory.
Huh?
It's me, kid. Peter Murdoch.
Murdoch. Gee, I thought you'd never get here.
Oh, pull yourself together, Mallory.
It's easy enough for you to talk. You ain't been sitting here waiting. Every day the chair getting closer.
Now, Mallory, you're testing the current.
Listen, hear that big dynamo turnover? Coming! That's it for me! For me!
Shut up!
Murdoch. You see the governor?
Yeah, I saw him, yes.
Well? Oh, say something!
There won't be any reprieve, kid. We're licked.
We're licked? That's funny, Murdoch. You ain't in here. You ain't gonna sit in that chair.
I didn't kill anybody, Mallory.
Dirty double-crossing rat. Who planned that killing? Who promised I'd never even do time for it? You did.
Well, I didn't figure on the shadow, Mally.
Yeah, I know. The shadow. He caught me. He didn't know I was only doing your dirty work for you. I should have told him.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I trusted you. Peter Murdoch, the great lawyer. You said you'd get me off.
I can't win all my cases.
You didn't even try. Told me to the wolves. So the shadow wouldn't learn the truth about you.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
If I could get through these bars, I'd fix you, Murdoch. Anyhow, I can tell the truth about you. I'll sing so loud.
Sing your head off. My reputation is too good. Nobody will believe you.
The shadow might believe me, Murdoch. Suppose I told the shadow who turned Dan Malley from a decent kid into a killer.
Stop dreaming, Malley. This is the death house. Tonight, you're walking right through that door down there, and you're not coming back.
Why, you...
Oh, you'd better forget all about the shadow. So long, Mally.
Come back here! Come back here!
So long, sucker.
Hey, Mally. Mally, any news for you?
Yeah. Bad news.
Gee, tough luck, kid.
Yeah, but I ain't through yet. Before they burn me, there's something I gotta do. God! Hey, God! Where's that tin cup? God!
Where can you
five guys. Pipe down. What's the matter, Molly?
I want to talk to Commissioner West. I got to see him right away.
What for?
He's got to locate somebody for me. Somebody I want to talk to. Well, don't stand there. Get me Commissioner Weston.
How did you happen to choose this
cafe, Lamont? Well, Margot, this is a place Commissioner Weston showed me, and I had hopes the gaiety might stop my thinking.
What's bothering you?
Today is the 12th, Margot. Young Dan Malley goes to the chair tonight, thanks to the Shadow.
But, Lamont, surely you don't regret the Shadow's having captured that murderer for the police?
No, not exactly. Malley fired the shot, all right, but I've never felt the case was completely solved. Well, let's forget that.
Oh, Lamont, look, when that waiter started for the kitchen, the door opened without his touching it.
Yes. Works by photoelectric ray.
Oh, what's that?
Look each side of the door, Margot. See those chromium fixtures sticking out of the floor? Lights hidden at the top of them?
Yes.
There's a beam of light between those two bulbs. When anyone approaches the door, his body breaks that ray. And whenever the ray is broken, the door opens without touching
it. How clever.
Yes, and convenient. But Margot, I have sometimes thought it might even prove dangerous to a certain friend of yours.
Whom do you mean?
The Shadow.
But I don't understand.
The Shadow can hide himself from the human eye, Margot. But he has a physical being. And the photoelectric beam could detect his presence.
Hush, Lamont. Here comes Commissioner Weston now.
Oh, I see. Well, good evening, Commissioner.
Oh, Weston, how are you? And you, Miss Lane?
Very well, Commissioner Weston.
Won't you join us?
Thanks, but I think not. I'm rather upset tonight.
Well, what's the matter, Commissioner?
Well, Miss Lane, have you ever heard of the Shadow?
The Shadow?
Oh, yes, Margot. You've heard the absurd stories about his great deeds, huh? Oh, poppycock, of course.
I'd give anything to contact the Shadow right this minute.
But why?
A boy named Dan Malley goes to the electric chair tonight with vital information. The only person he'll talk to is the Shadow. It's because I don't know how to find the Shadow, I'm beaten. Well, I won't find him here. So if you'll forgive me, I'll run along. Good night.
Good night, Commissioner Weston.
Good night. Margot, my hunch about Danny's case must be right. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Waiter, here's money for my bill. And never mind the change.
Thank you, sir.
Come, Margot, quick. I'm going to the death house now. As the Shadow.
Shadow.
There isn't much time, Mary. They're coming after you to take you to the chair. Speak quickly. What have you to say?
Plenty.
I can't save you, you know. You killed a man, Mary.
Yeah, I know. But it wasn't my idea, Shadow. Honest, it wasn't.
There was no evidence against anyone else.
Yeah, don't I know it. He's too clever for that.
Who is too clever?
The bird that got me into this. The smart fellow that sold a dumb kid on crime being a good business.
His name?
Peter Murdoch.
Do you know what you're saying, Dan? Murdoch's a famous criminal lawyer. His reputation...
His reps are blind. Listen, Pete Murdoch's the biggest crook in this section. He's got a piece of everything. Well, right now he's planning a slum fire that'll kill thousands and net him a million from insurance companies.
You're telling the truth?
A man doesn't lie when he's only got a few minutes to live, Mr. Shadow. The job's going to be pulled late this week.
I'll investigate it, Dan. If it's true, Peter Murdoch will pay for his crimes. But how can I get proof?
That's easy. Now, listen. There's a friend of mine named Dopey Jake, down by the wards, number 5 South Street. Jake knows enough about Murdoch's latest plan to prove what I said.
I'll see him.
Yeah, listen. If you can get to the filing cabinet in Murdoch's house, there's records and things, enough to finish him.
The Shadow promises justice, Dan Malley.
That's all I want.
They're coming, Dan.
Okay. I can take it. Thanks, Shadow. Thanks for coming.
Well, Dan, it's time.
Yeah. I know, Warden.
Unlock the door, Gus.
Right, Warden.
Well, here goes. Take his arms, Gus.
Very good.
I ain't scared. I ain't. Not as scared as Murdoch will be. Wait till the Shadow gets him.
All right, men. Fall
Shadow. Dad, don't be Jake. They'll fix him.
Goodbye, Mally. Come on, kid. Keep your chin up.
Come on, Mally.
Dan, the other prisoners are saying goodbye.
Come on, boys.
We'll be seeing you, Mally.
Murdoch. Jake. The Shadow. The Shadow.
Hey. What was that about the Shadow?
The Shadow caught Dan Mally. He put him here in the big house.
Oh.
Hey, do you suppose it hurts much when they pull a switch?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how a nice kid like that gets to be a gunman.
Yeah, ain't it?
The man responsible will answer for that, my friend.
Hey, who said that?
The Shadow.
What the...
There it goes! The juice!
Well, Murdoch, like you planned, I got the job of getting Dan Mally onto the hot spot, and he went raving.
Yeah, Gus, they usually do.
That's right.
All right, cut it, Chick. Gus, what did Mally say when he was raving?
Something about you, Murdoch.
He mentioned names?
Yeah, Bess, he was yelling something about Dopey Jake and his Shadow.
The Shadow?
Seems like he'd been talking to the Shadow in the death house.
Murdoch! Just means the Shadow got to Dan Mally.
All right. Beat it, Gus. I'm busy.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, boss.
Show Gus out.
Okay. All right, come on, Gus. This way out.
Okay.
What? The Shadow.
The Shadow?
Mally Blast.
Shut up, all of you. Gus didn't see a soul get near to Mally.
You fool. The Shadow hides from human eyes.
Yeah, that's right. He knows about Dopey Jake now. If he should get Dopey to talk.
Listen, you halfwits. We've got to beat the Shadow. Or lose the juiciest setup a gang ever had in this country. A fire that'll net us $1 million.
But, Murdoch, you can't lay hands on the Shadow.
But that's just what I'm going to do.
But the Shadow ain't real. He's kind of a spook.
No, he's real enough. He's a man, all right. He can die like any other man. Wait to see the trap I'm building.
But how can you find the Shadow?
You know, and I know where he can always be found. Where a crime has been committed.
Yeah, but there ain't any crime, Murdoch.
There's going to be one. A crime that will set the Shadow on my trail.
Well, I won't meddle with him.
Yeah, leave me out of this, Murdoch.
And me.
Now, you listen to me, Bess. Chick, and you too, Joe. You're in this, all of you. If anyone tries to rat, I'll put you on the same spot with Dan Mally. I mean it. Now, what do you say? You going to be good?
All right, you win. Well, what's this wonderful crime going to be, Murdoch?
A little job down on the waterfront, Chick. At number 5 South Street. I want you and Joe to go down there tonight and kill our good friend, Dopey Jake.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let me have that flashlight, Norlo. Ah, here we are. 5 South Street. Here's where Dopey Jake lives.
Come on, here we
near that water?
Yes. These old empty tenements are built on piles over the river. It's the tide rushing out to sea.
This place gives me the creep.
Here. Take my arm, Margot. We've got to go down the dark passageway to the door. And Margot, after we enter the passageway, we mustn't speak. Just go up to the door, and I'll knock.
Yes, Amon. I'm ready.
Come.
If you'll have your man outside, throw the switch.
Beth, step out in the hall and tell Chick to switch on the current. He's in the room next to this.
Okay. Chick, turn on the juice.
Steve.
Yeah?
Won't that photoelectric ray be visible to anyone coming down the hall toward the door?
No, not a chance. The ray is infrared. Invisible. Look for yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You can't see the light.
Yeah, you understand that. The ray goes from one door jamb across to the other.
And anyone crossing the threshold breaks the ray?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And when the ray's broken, the steel door slams shut. Watch. Miss Beth, would you mind stepping back into the room for a minute?
Sure. What happens after you...
Goodness,
what happened?
When you came in, you broke the ray and the steel door slammed shut.
Yeah, and it locks automatically.
Say, I don't like being locked in. I'm going out.
Hey, look out.
Hey, don't touch that
door.
What's
the matter?
Well, that door is charged with electricity, man. If you touched it, you'd been electrocuted.
You see, Beth, I figure even our clever friend, the Shadow, will do the first natural thing after we trap him in here. He'll try the door to see if it's locked.
I get it. And when he does...
When he does, it's goodbye, Shadow.
You sure he'll come?
When he finds Dopey Jake, he'll be here.
Say, Mr. Murdoch,
huh?
You don't want to fool around with this door, you know. It's dangerous. I don't know who this guy Shadow is, but...
Young man, you talk too much.
Yes, doesn't he? Beth, go over to that panel in the wall. It's open. Yell at Chick in the next room to shut off the current.
Okay, Murdoch.
I don't get the idea of the panel in the wall with the steel screen over it, Mr. Murdoch.
Don't worry about it.
Chick, shut her off and come in here. Chick's coming.
Good.
That door's heavy.
If you hadn't turned off the current, you couldn't have moved it.
Chick, pay off this man like we agreed.
Okay. Well, thanks. Buddy, your bill's gonna be settled. In full.
Hey, put that gun down. What are you...
This is a payoff, mister.
No, no, you can't. Mr. Murdoch, Mr. Murdoch!
Good hunting, Chick. You know where to hide the body. Chick.
Yeah, Murdoch.
Stand by the front door, ready to open it for the Shadow.
I'm supposed to let him in?
Yes, you are, you fool. And if he speaks to you, you know what to do. Pretend to be scared and answer his questions.
Yeah, I don't have to pretend. I'm scared, all right. Nobody's ever beat the shadow yet.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
You sure will come. It's getting late.
He'll come, all right. Doesn't matter how late it is. We'll be here waiting.
Why don't you talk to him? I'm not crazy to talk.
No, I've got to get behind the glass panel in the room next to the lion's cage so I can see what's happening in there.
What's that?
It's the doorbell, you idiot. Go ahead, peek between the curtains.
There's no one out there. Somebody's touching the bell, but it's ringing.
Pull yourself together. It's the shadow. Now, you give me a second to get away before you let him in. And remember, watch yourself.
I don't like this. I don't like it a bit, but here goes. What do you want? Who's there? Who is it? Who shut the door? Who is it?
The shadow.
What do you want? I never...
Speak softly. Where does Peter Murdoch keep his filing cabinet? Quick, do you know what's good for you?
Down the hall in that room. In that room. That's Murdoch's private room. Go straight ahead of you.
Yes, and I won't stop until I get Murdoch.
It worked. That electric ray saw him, all right. Murdoch, we got him. We caught the shadow.
Shut up, chicken. Come here.
Can you see him, boss?
No. But he's in the lion's cage, all right. Right in the next room. Only this panel and a steel screen between us.
Open the panel, Murdoch. Maybe we can hear him move.
All right, Beth.
Gee, not a sound.
Maybe he ain't in there.
Oh, yes, he is. Hello, Shadow. Allow me to introduce myself. Peter Murdoch. The one man in the world who's too much for the shadow. Come on, speak up so I'll know you're there, even if I can't see you.
Yes, Murdoch. The shadow is here.
Getting all ready to beg for mercy?
No, Murdoch. You're doomed to disappointment. I warn you.
Warn me? You're my prisoner. You can't get away. If you don't believe me, try the door, Shadow.
No, Murdoch. I'm sure that it's locked.
Well, try it. Why don't you? Go on, you can't be sure. Try it.
You're much too anxious to have me touch that door. I don't wish to be electrocuted as young Dan Malley was.
You're smart, Shadow. But I'm smarter. Smart enough to trap and kill you.
I'm not dead yet, Murdoch.
But you will be very soon.
Then before I die, I might at least read the record of your crimes. Dan Malley said they were in this filing cabinet.
All right, go on then. Open the cabinet.
No wires lead to it, I see. Yes, Murdoch. I think I shall open it. Good Lord.
You like what you found, Shadow? Don't be afraid. It's only a body, just a dead body.
Who was this man? Murdoch, answer me. Let me see. A young man in overalls. Pair of pliers in his pocket. So, he's the poor devil who wired this room for you. You killed him so as to keep the secret of this death chamber.
It is a death chamber. The death chamber of the shadow.
Margot Lane. Margot Lane. The shadow calling Margot Lane. Phone Commissioner Weston. Tell him to surround the house of Peter Murdoch. I'm held captive there. Hurry! Hurry!
Gee, Murdoch. This looking into an empty room gives me the jitters. You're sure he's still there?
Sure, Beth. Now, wait. I'll raise the panel and speak to him. Shadow, does the time drag? Don't you admire my room?
Don't put too much hope in this room of yours, Murdoch. The shadow has escaped from worse places than this.
You talk a lot, Shadow.
Yeah. I wish we could see him, Murdoch.
We'll see him soon enough. We'll see him dead. We'll be able to see you when you're a stiff, Shadow.
What are you planning? You can't shoot what you can't see.
No, but we can smoke him out. You ready with that gas line, Chick? Joe?
I'll step one.
Anytime you say.
This is your finish, Shadow. We're slipping a tube through this panel and feeding you a nice little smoke screen of poison gas. There, Shadow, take a deep breath of this gas. In 10 minutes, you'll be dead. Turn the valve, Chick.
Give our regards to Dan O'Malley, Shadow, when you see him. How do you like it, Shadow? Makes you cough, doesn't it? But not for long.
Turn that gas panel.
All right, watch now. Watch, he'll be dead in 10 minutes. Then we'll be able to see just who the Shadow was.
He's fussing around the corpse.
How do you know, Bess? You can't see him.
No, but the body of the electrician moved.
Chick, that workman didn't have a gun.
Nah, Murdoch, I went through his pockets. Nothing left in them but a pair of pliers.
Pliers?
Yeah, he can't do much with pliers.
I wonder.
Calm down, Bess. Won't be very long.
Murdoch, look. The light in the room went out.
He unscrewed the bulb.
I don't like this.
Oh, you're all scared silly. It's only... the lights. They're out. Come on, turn off that gas.
It's all dark. The current's off.
The Shadow blew the fuse. He must have used those pliers.
That means the steel door's unlocked.
That's the steel door opening. He's out. The Shadow's out.
To the front of the house, quick. Don't let him get away.
I can't stay in the dark.
Come on, everybody in the hall. Hurry. Come on, I'll climb up there. Across the front door.
But, mate,
are you fools? Can't let him slip through our fingers now after we've nearly had him.
So we can't see?
We can hear. Be quiet now. Everybody listen.
I hear something. Shh. Murdoch, it's outside the house.
Open up, Murdoch. Open up.
That isn't the Shadow.
Open. We're police officers.
The cops.
We're raiders. Shut up. Don't let them hear you.
They can hear me, Murdoch. Smash in the door, Commissioner Weston. They're all here.
The Shadow?
Yes, Murdoch. The Shadow. Hurry, Commissioner.
All right, man. Go to work on that door.
I'm getting out of here.
Come on, run for it. I'll shoot the first one that moves.
Murdoch, we gotta run. It's the cop.
Stay here and I'll bluff it out.
You stay yourself. I'm getting out.
No, no, you're not.
Murdoch shot Beth.
Shadow, where are you? Come on, I dare you to show yourself.
I'll take that gun, Murdoch.
You. There. My arm, Shadow. Let go of me.
There, now stand still.
All right. You've got my gun. Shoot. Go ahead, shoot.
Right back on my hand. Grab those men.
Commissioner Weston, these men are criminals. Peter Murdoch, the leader, just murdered a woman lying on the floor. And there's another body down the hall, an electrician.
Peter Murdoch, eh? This is a surprise.
Well, why didn't you shoot, Shadow? I tried to kill you. Were you afraid to fight back like a man?
No, Murdoch. I saved you for the same death that you sent Dan Malley to. Death in the electric chair. You've evaded the law for the longest time, Murdoch. You had a great mind. You were a brilliant lawyer. But for wealth, you threw all that away. Piled crime upon crime. But you went too far. Now you will meet, as must all men, justice.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Thank you.
Constable.
I've got some mighty unpleasant news for you, Mr. Barron. Carter Hogue, the high school principal, has been murdered.
What?
I'll have to ask you to come down to the office for a few minutes. I'd like to ask you some questions.
Of course, Constable. I'll be right over. Constable, this is all a tremendous shock to me. Not only was Carter Hogue my colleague at the school, but one of my best friends as well.
I know, Mr. Byrne. It's been a shock to us all.
How did it happen?
Well, as far as I know, someone crept in through the window of Hogue's house and struck him over the head as he sat in his study.
Any clues?
Not a one. What I wanted to ask you was if you have any ideas to who could have had a motive for killing him.
The only thing I can think of is the threat made by Darryl Lewis's father when he found out that Carter had hit his son.
I heard about that. Bad business hitting that boy.
I was there when it happened. The boy provoked the incident by his surly behavior, but it was unfortunate that Carter lost his temper.
Well, that's the only clue I have, so I called Mr. Lewis on the phone right after you. He ought to be here any minute.
This all seems like a horrible dream, Constable. You can count on me to help in any way I can.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. I will. Come in.
Good evening, Constable. I'm Darryl Lewis's father.
Now come in, please. Any idea why I sent for you?
A little. You must have heard about the threat I made to the principal when I found out he hit my kid.
That was a dangerous thing to say.
I lost my head. Hogue had no right to lay a hand on my kid.
Mr. Lewis, Carter Hogue is dead. Murdered.
Dead? Now, see here. I know what you're thinking, but and you're dead wrong. I'm innocent.
You're protesting your innocence rather loudly, Mr. Lewis.
Now, look here, Mr. Barron. I'm not the polished gentleman you are, but I can still protect my rights.
Doesn't look good for you, my friend. When you threaten to kill a man and then 2 days later he's murdered, it's more than coincidence.
You better close your mouth, teacher, or I'll do it for you.
And perhaps I'd better. I don't want to have you sneaking up on me and smashing in my skull with a bookend like you did to poor Carter Hogue.
Why, you...
Easy there, Mr. Lewis, easy. You stop this cross-examining, Barron. There'll be plenty of time for it in the courtroom at your trial.
What?
You killed Carter Hogue, and I can prove it.
How does Constable Ed Chavez know that Sam Barron is the murderer of Carter Hogue? In just a moment, we'll know, but first...
Unfortunately for you, Mr. Barron, in your attempt to pin the murder on Mr. Lewis here, you became too dramatic in describing the scene and the action. How did you know that Hogue had been struck with a bookend? I didn't tell you, and you hadn't seen the body. Only the man who committed the murder could have known what the weapon was. You protested Mr. Lewis's guilt too loudly, Mr. Barron. You only proved him innocent.